there's nothing really that unusual about the way this nurse sued. She sued the department and she sued the secretary in her official capacity. And those lawsuits are actually very common. She's seeking an injunction against the government from instituting certain sections of the IT sections of the stimulus bill. And so those sections, the power resides at HHS. And so if you don't want that part of the law enacted or implemented, then you would sue that government agency to prevent it from happening.
And does she have a point that the government can't protect the privacy of individuals even though they mandate that they must begin to have health information accounts?
Well, she makes the point that's being made in lots of venues about the particular sections of the bill. What she's saying is my healthcare information is already protected from release. It's between me and my doctor. And all kinds of laws, state law, the HIPAA, parts of HIPAA already protect it. And, of course, the doctor-patient privilege protect information about your health care from release. And the stimulus sections, the sections of the stimulus bill actually mandate release of certain parts of your health care information. And she's saying you can't do that because other laws actually protect my privacy information.
So I think most lawsuits are filed after people feel they've had some damage or wrong done. In this case, it's an anticipation of what might happen.
Yeah, and actually, Tom, that's how most lawsuits are brought against the government. It's you've done something and you violated a right of mine. She has an anticipation that there'll be, she calls it an unconstitutional exposure of her personal health care information, and it would violate her right, her constitutional right, to privacy. Now, that area of the law isn't as developed. The constitutional right to privacy isn't as developed in the area that she claims, and of course that's what will make it interesting in federal court. But there are all kinds of other laws, state laws, other federal laws, that do protect your health care information. It'll be interesting to see how the court says that the IT section of the stimulus bill interact with, for example, the privacy sections of HIPAA. Everybody remembers after HIPAA was passed, it's really incredibly difficult to get the release of your own medical records under HIPAA. So it'll be interesting to see how the courts say these sections interact with each other.
And so let's just say that she is successful. What would that mean for Health and Human Services and for the administration and their plans for health record keeping? I mean, you know, internet health record keeping.
Well, it'll stop it. And the problem with that she raises in the stimulus bill, the IT section, is that it gives very broad discretion to HHS to mandate what kind of information can get released, what kind of personal medical information can get released without you knowing it, without your permission, electronically, just moved electronically in the system. And she's saying it just gives way too broad discretion, and you wouldn't even know it was released. So if anything, the lawsuit is going to really force both Congress and HHS to get specific and be very specific so that people know and the courts know what information is subject to being, what personal private health care information is subject to release. Right now, it's the statute says the minimum necessary information can be extracted from your health care records to a third party. So what is minimum necessary information? And that's what she's complaining about. She's like, no one says it, and I will never know if it happens.
We're talking this morning to Deborah Roth, partner in the law firm Shaw, Bransford, Vayu & Roth, about electronic health records and a lawsuit that sprung up from a nurse in New Hampshire alleging that her rights are being violated by the provision that everybody have one of these.
There's a good chance a case like this could go through several layers of courts, maybe to the Supreme Court. Is there a possibility that a lower court judge could issue an injunction that would hold up the law at this point and not somewhere down the line?
Oh, I think that's very possible. And from what you read in the press reports, this lawsuit is one of several that are popping up. that deal with it. And, you know, Tom, actually it's not surprising, because when you think about what the law is requiring, it is really a brand new concept in the healthcare system. You know, it's first of all, it's mandating at a federal level that all your information be electronic. And number two, it's saying the federal official, the head, the political head of HHS can decide what parts of your medical information are releasable to, quote unquote, a third party, like your health insurance company. So when you think about what this law is requiring, it's brand new. It's a unique thing, and I think it's there's no doubt that she's going to find there's going to be some district court judge who's going to issue an injunction. Now, interestingly, the nurse is a resident of New Hampshire, but she filed her lawsuit in the federal district court in Manhattan. So we lawyers call that forum shopping. So I suspect that she picked the Southern District of New York because she thought that that was a favorable district, that that district would not be biased in favor of the government, that it would, you know, show, you know, skepticism towards the government. And so I think that it's very interesting that she picked federal court in Manhattan and not New Hampshire.